How much time do we have?
T-minus 5 hours, 37 minutes to onset of meteor shower.
Okay, our position is 34.48 degrees north, 118.31 west. That means the azimuth should be 168.22 degrees relative to magnetic north with an elevation of 49.93.
Anything yet?
We have a signal, but there's no frame lock.
Hang on. How about... Nah.
We did it. We have the West Coast feed of HBO.
Ooh, real sex.
Big deal. Every time I watch that show, it's old women putting condoms on cucumbers.
All right, let's see what's on the East Coast feed.
Oh, hey, Dune.
Not a great movie, but look at that beautiful desert.
Too bad Sheldon couldn't come with us.
Yeah, it's just not the same without him.
Howard and Marge press their index fingers together.
Oh, this sucks. I'm switching back to real sex.
Sheldon's log. Stardate 63345.3. While my colleagues are off observing the Leonid meteor shower, I've remained behind to complete my paper on the decays of highly excited massive string states. Although my research is going well, I do miss the warmth of human companionship.
In a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids,
math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Hey! The Big Bang Theory.
And good evening to you, Siam Palace. This is Sheldon Cooper. Yeah, I'm going to be dining alone this evening, so I'll be reducing my usual order. I'd like to start with 1/4 of the assorted appetizers plate and 1/2 of the golden treasure for two. Oh, for heaven's sake. In the mid-18th century, King Rama IV of Siam divided a huge empire amongst the colonial powers of Europe in order to preserve his throne. Surely you, his cultural descendant, can handle pad thai and dumplings. I need to go. You keep in mind that my sharply worded comments on Yelp.com recently took down a local muffin store. Penny? 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 Penny?
I'm back here!
At her bedroom door.
Penny? Penny? Penny?
Oh, for God's sake, there's a bathroom!
Shall I come back at a better time?
Get in here! Hurry!
Don't you dare knock!
Penny's lying in a bath under the shower.
Hello?
I slipped in the shower and I think I dislocated my shoulder.
Not surprising. You have no safety mat or adhesive stickers to allow for purchase on a surface with a low coefficient of static friction.
What?
Tubs are slippery.
I know! I slipped!
I have a series of whimsical duck stickers on the bottom of my tub.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Will you just turn the water off and help me up?
They're holding umbrellas.
What?
The ducks in my tub.
Uh-huh.
They're whimsical because ducks have neither a need for nor the ability to use umbrellas.
Oh, my God. I gotta go to the emergency room.
Well, assuming you're correct that your right humerus is no longer seated in the glenoid socket, I would certainly think so.
Okay, can you drive me?
I don't drive.
Well, I can't drive!
Well, it seems we've reached an impasse.
Ow!
I could call you a cab or an ambulance.
No, I can't wait that long. You gotta help me, please.
All right, let it never be said that Sheldon Lee Cooper ignored the pleas of a damsel in distress.
No one's saying that. Let's go.
Well, it does seem rather ironic that for want of 99-cent adhesive ducks, we both might die in a fiery car crash.
I wish Penny didn't have to work. She loves camping.
Yeah, that would have been great. You and Penny having sex in the tent while I sit out here and watch Howard hump a cactus.
Okay, the best I can tell, there are 8 other campsites nearby, mostly science nerds like us. But just over yon ridge are 2 not unattractive middle school teachers who reek of desperation.
Wonderful. How old are they?
I don't know, 50, 55?
Oh, menopause. Nature's birth control.
Come on, you guys can't be that hard up.
I am.
Yeah, me too.
Look, they gave me homemade cookies.
Of course they did. That's what grandmothers do.
So what are they waiting for?
Relax, I said we'd stop by a little later, after they have their nap.
Good idea. They'll be refreshed.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Not bad.
Yeah, very tasty. Wait, but so tell me more about these teachers.
Not much to tell. They had a VW microbus and were wearing tie-dyed Grateful Dead t-shirts.
Huh. Good cookies.
I see no organizational system in here whatsoever. Which panties do you wear on Mondays?
I don't need panties. I just need shorts and a shirt.
My mother always told me one should wear clean underpants in case one is in an accident.
One was already in an accident.
It doesn't mean one won't be in another, especially if I'm driving.
Clothes, Sheldon, I need clothes!
Hey.
Here.
Seriously, those shorts with that top?
All right.
No. No. Oh, that's cute.
We should have you check for a concussion.
Okay, now, you gotta help me put these on.
All right.
But don't look. But
don't look?
I don't want you to see me naked.
Oh, well, that's understandable. You may be interested to know that a prohibition against looking is well established in heroic mythology. Lot and his wife, Perseus and Medusa, Orpheus and Eurydice.
Yeah, great.
They always look. It never ends well.
Okay, now you gotta help me get my arm into the sleeve.
Okay.
He feels around under her arm.
Is that my arm?
It doesn't feel like an arm.
Then maybe you should let it go.
All righty.
At the campsite, Howard, Raj and Leonard are staring at the sky with dopey expressions.
Stars are pretty, aren't they?
Up above the world, so high, like little diamonds in the sky.
That's beautiful, dude. You should write that down before someone steals it.
So when do the meteors get here?
The meteors don't get here. The Earth is moving into their path.
I can feel it. I can feel the Earth moving. Moving too fast. Raj, slow it down.
Raj scrunches his face up as he concentrates hard.
Okay, how's that?
Better, thanks. Stars are pretty, aren't they? What's so funny?
Is your American accent, everything you say sounds stupid.
Stars are pretty, aren't they?
Howard creases up, then Leonard catches on.
For the record, I should let you know this is my first time driving an actual motor vehicle.
You have your learner's permit, right?
Yes. And I've logged a considerable number of hours on a simulator.
Good.
Didn't work out well.
All right, can we please go?
One moment. According to my driver's ed book, a side mirror is properly adjusted when a portion of the driver's door handle is visible in the lower right corner. There's the handle. Not bad, too far. Bringing it back. Optimized. Now, where is the switch to adjust the passenger side mirror?
It's right there.
Where is the passenger side mirror?
In a parking lot in Hollywood. Now, can we please go?
Yes, as soon as I adjust my seat. Whee!
He thrusts forwards as he shunts the seat.
Oh, dear, I'm gonna have to start again.
Lying on rocks.
If I could speak the language of rabbits, they would be amazed and I would be their king.
I hate my name. It has nerd in it. Len Nerd.
I lost my virginity to my cousin Jeannie.
I would be kind to my rabid subjects.
At first.
You know what's a cool name? Angelo. That has angel and jello in it.
It was my Uncle Murray's funeral. We were all back at my Aunt Barbara's house, our eyes locked over the pickled herring. We never meant for it to happen.
One day, I hold a great ball for the President of France, but the rabbits, they hate me and don't come. I'm embarrassed, so I eat all the lettuce in the world and make them watch.
People could call me Angie.
Yo, Angie, how's it going?
To this day, I can't look at pickled herring without being aroused and ashamed. Oh, cousin Jeannie.
Could you please drive a little faster?
Oh, I think we're going sufficiently fast. What's that?
Nothing. The engine does that sometimes.
That can't be nothing. The check engine light is on. We need to find a service station.
No, the light's been on since I bought the car.
It's all the more reason to consult with a mechanic before it explodes.
It's not gonna explode. Just keep driving. Warp speed ahead, Mr. Spock.
Mr. Spock did not pilot the Enterprise. He was a science officer. And I guarantee you that if he ever saw the Enterprise's check engine light blinking, he would pull the ship over immediately.
Oh, God, I'm gonna lose the arm.
Stop up, red light, release accelerator, and slowly apply the brake. Nailed it. While we have a moment, may I ask you a question?
What?
Why do you have the Chinese character for soup tattooed on your right buttock?
It's not soup, it's courage.
No, it isn't. I suppose it does take courage to demonstrate that kind of commitment to soup.
How'd you see it? You said you wouldn't look.
Sorry, as I told you, the hero always peeks.
Leonard's raiding a cool box.
Anything?
No, that was the last pudding cup.
No. What about Slim Jims?
That's what he used to eat his pudding, remember?
Right, that was so good! Sweety and meaty at the same time. Wait, so you're saying we're out of food?
The only thing in here are blue ice packs.
I know they're poison, but they look like big, yummy otter pops.
Oh, God, I am so hungry.
Me too. Check and see if we have any more pudding.
Okay.
All right, there's no need to bark at me. According to the inexplicably irritable nurse behind the desk, you'll be seen after the man who claims to be having a heart attack but appears to be well enough to play Doodle Jump on his iPhone. We have to fill these out. Describe illness or injury.
I dislocated my shoulder.
All right. And how did the accident occur?
You already know that.
Cause of accident, lack of adhesive ducts. Okay, medical history. Have you ever been diagnosed with diabetes?
No.
Kidney disease?
No.
Migraines?
Getting one.
Are you currently pregnant?
No.
Are you sure? You look a bit puffy.
She scowls.
Change migraine to yes.
When was your last menstrual period?
Oh, next question.
I'll put in progress. Okay, moving to psychiatric disorders. List all major behavioral diagnoses, e.g. depression, anxiety, etc.
Oh my God, what the hell does this have to do with my stupid shoulder?
Episodes of subpsychotic rage.
Ass.
Possible Tourette's. My moles, lesions, or other skin conditions. Soup tattoo on right buttock.
Hey, Sheldon, look, I am scared and in a lot of pain. Could you please take a break from being you for just a minute and try being, I don't know, comforting?
I'm sorry.
They're there. Everything's going to be fine.
His hand trembles as he touches her chair, avoiding any body contact.
Sheldon's here.
He smiles creepily while trying to look sympathetic.
Thanks, that's much better.
Oh, I'm so hungry.
Will you shut up? We're all hungry.
Okay, our objective is the Boy Scout campsite to the east. Easy target, big doughy scoutmaster, couple of cubs, mostly weebelos.
What kind of score are we looking at?
Hot dogs, buns, s'mores, I'm just a freaking 7-Eleven.
All right, everyone grab flashlights.
Howard.
Oh my God, could it be? Yes! My mother put an I love you brisket in my backpack!
Quick, get forks!
You don't need forks, it's so tender, it falls apart in your hands.
He's right!
Yes.
They chew greedily, then Leonard stops to think as the meteorite shower passes behind them.
I feel like we're forgetting something important.
Me too, but what?
Maybe a Tupperware bowl of roasted potatoes and carrots? Yes!
Now, remember, you were given powerful pain medication and a muscle relaxer, so don't operate heavy machinery. Try not to choke on your own drool.
Wait! You have to help me get into bed. Sheldon has to get me into bed. Bet you never thought I'd say that.
Yes. Charm of your drug-addled candor knows no bounds.
You know, people think you're this weird robot man who's so annoying all the time, and you totally are. But then it's like that movie WALL-E at the end. You're so full of love, and you can save a plant and get fat people out of the floaty chairs.
That's a fairly labored metaphor, but I appreciate the sentiment behind it.
Sing soft, kitty, to me.
Soft kitty is for when you're sick. You're not sick.
Injured and drugged is a kind of sick.
Pouting with doe eyes, she pats the side of her bed. Sheldon obeys.
Soft kitty, warm kitty, little ball of fur.
Wait, wait. Let's sing it as a round. I'll start. Soft kitty, warm kitty, little ball of fur. So that's where you come in. I'll start over. Soft kitty, warm kitty, little ball of fur. I've got all night, Sheldon.
Next morning, when he woke up, he rolled over and realized, dun, dun, dun. She was his cousin.
Raj and Leonard point and laugh at Howard, who doesn't look amused.
That's still not funny.
That's still not funny.
And she was my second cousin.
And she was my second cousin.
Glaring at Raj.
You're a real douche.
Who cares? You slept with your cousin!